Yesterday we celebrated the great feast day of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and today the Church gives us the feast day of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. What a beautiful feast day we celebrate today, and what a great day to have our young men ordained to the priesthood down at the Cathedral of St. Thomas More at 11 o'clock this morning. And what a great day to be ordained, the feast day of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Because Mary is the mother of Christ, she's the mother of all priests. And really all vocations, I'm sure, are through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, that she is always there praying for these young men, that they will follow her son wherever he goes. So today we reflect for a few moments on our Blessed Mother's immaculate and sorrowful heart. In fact, in today's Gospel it said that Mary treasured all these things in her heart. So the Immaculate Heart of Mary is mentioned in Sacred Scripture, that Mary pondered, she reflected, she thought about, and she dwelt upon what happened to her. And so Mary is the model for prayer. She's the model for contemplation, because Mary reflected. So as you listen to the readings at Mass, always take our Blessed Mother as your role model and example of what it means to think about the Word of God, to reflect upon the Word of God, and let it sink in, dwell upon it in your heart, as Mary did, to ponder the mysteries of God in your heart. Now, when the Bible mentions the heart, it always refers to the fact that it's the whole person. In the Bible, it says that some people are hard-hearted, or some people are kind-hearted, some people are soft-hearted. And so the heart represents the whole person. So we call it the Sacred Heart, so holy, so sacred. Mary's heart is called the Immaculate and Sorrowful Heart. The word immaculate means, it comes from the Latin immacula, which means without sin. So Mary's heart is without sin. It is pure, it is holy, it is undefiled, it is filled with love, love for God, and love for each one of us, her children, because Jesus lives within us. Mary is our spiritual mother. It's a heart filled with mercy and compassion. As we say in the Hail, Holy Queen, our life, our sweetness, and our hope, look with mercy upon us and to pray for us. So Mary never sinned in her entire life, so her heart was always immaculate. She is the Immaculata. If you want to read some beautiful writings, read the writings of St. Maximilian Kolbe and the writings of Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary. So beautiful writings about Mary's being the Immaculata, the Immaculate Heart. Mary's heart is also sorrowful because she endured many sufferings. Simeon told her that one day a sword of sorrow would pierce her heart. And that occurred at the crucifixion when Jesus was being crucified. The soldier, after Jesus died, thrust the lance into the Sacred Heart of Christ. Out flowed blood and water. But we know that that did not cause Jesus any pain because he was already deceased. And whereas the Blessed Mother, she experienced the pain of that. That here the soldier was, Jesus was already dead, but he still thrust the sword, the lance, into the Lord's heart. Jesus did not feel that, but the Blessed Mother did feel that pain. The Blessed Mother did feel what that was like, because emotionally, that sword went through her heart. And in Scripture, there's two words for sword, like a small dagger or the long sword, which is called a ramphai in Hebrew. And that's the kind of sorrow that the Blessed Mother had, was this long sorrow, this deep, penetrating sorrow. So she suffered along with Christ. So we call it the Sorrowful and Immaculate Heart of Mary. And in this day and age, when people sin, not only does it offend Christ and hurt Christ, but it also offends and hurts our Blessed Mother and her Immaculate Heart. That's why at Fatima, she said to make the five first Saturdays and to make the devotions of the five first Saturdays in reparation for the sins committed against her Immaculate Heart. for those who deny her Immaculate Conception, those who deny her perpetual virginity, those who deny the fact that she is truly the Mother of God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we offer reparation to our Blessed Mother. And of course, to our Divine Savior, which we do in Eucharistic adoration when we make holy hours of reparation. And back in 1942, Pope Pius XII consecrated the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And in 1964, Pope Paul VI consecrated the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary as well. And so our Lord Jesus is very pleased when we honor our Blessed Mother in this way. And I'll end with the opening prayer, because I think that says so much, the prayer we just said at the beginning of Mass. O God, who prepared a fit dwelling place for the Holy Spirit in the heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary, graciously grant that through her intercession, we may be worthy temples of your glory. So we should be like our Blessed Mother, to be a worthy temple of glory. And so, being in the state of grace, having the Blessed Trinity dwell in our souls, then that is how we are most like our Blessed Mother. She was so pure and holy, and she was the temple of God, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, the dwelling place of the Blessed Trinity. We should always try to follow her example to be dwelling places of God through sanctifying grace.